Good morning, colleagues. If I could encourage you to take your seats, please. Right. Good morning, everyone. I would like to begin. We're a few minutes behind schedule, and of course we're almost a whole session behind where we'd planned to be in the initial programme of work. So I'm going to skip through the formalities as much as possible and just focus on what we really need to do today. The purpose of this main committee is to review the scope and operation of the convention and its annex protocols, to consider any proposal for the convention and its existing protocols, and to consider and prepare the final document. We have a number of procedural tasks to perform this morning. The first is the adoption of the agenda. Now, the agenda was sent round in document CCW/conf/5/mc.i/1. Dated the 3rd of October 2016. I hope you've all had plenty of time to consider this document, and unless I see any objections, I would like to adopt it now. Okay, that's the agenda adopted. Okay, let's move on to the programme of work. The programme of work was also dated the 3rd of October 2016 and was sent round as CCW/conf/v/mc.1/2. Now, the programme of work has shifted slightly because we've already had the presentation on financial issues, so we won't need to do that. Instead, we will begin with what is now agenda item 3, a series of presentations on universality, the sponsorship programme, the implementation support unit, and an update from the President on the compliance mechanism. These are all important presentations that we need to feed back to this committee. Once we've had those presentations, I propose that there will be an opportunity for parties to ask questions about those presentations, any points of clarity they may wish to raise. And this will also be the opportunity for any state that didn't have the opportunity yesterday to comment on financial issues. And I know a number of states have asked to speak on those points. So, we will do that after those presentations. We will then move on to agenda item 2, which is the review of the scope and operation of the convention, including the operation of its annex protocols, and there will be an opportunity then for general statements regarding new proposals. It should be quite clear that the purpose of this that exchange is not to repeat what was said yesterday in the general exchange, but rather to set out issues that are specific to this committee, to elaborate on past proposals, and a number of those were made during the preparatory meeting, and also to set out new proposals. I want to be very clear that we do not have to deal with the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems in this committee. That is an issue for committee 2. So any comments on those should ideally be saved for that committee, which will meet this afternoon. So once we've done agenda item 2, we will then move on to agenda item 4, which is the consideration of the final document. Now, we circulated a draft final declaration as CCW/conf.v/mc.1/L1 on the 10th of October. This reflected the discussion we'd had at the preparatory meeting, a discussion I found very useful, and I hope that I've managed to reflect the majority of those comments that were unopposed during that discussion. There are a number of placeholders in the document. I hope that under agenda item 2, states will be speaking to some of those placeholders. They concern issues such as MOTAPAM, explosive weapons, and also a proposal around science and technology. When we come to agenda item 4 and the consideration of the draft report, the draft final documents, I hope that will be the time for any small changes, technical amendments, suggestions for improvement, etc. And it may be that if we don't have time to do that this morning, we will come on to that in the informal session tomorrow. We will have to see how the time goes. Then there are two further items for us to consider under the programme of work. Agenda item 5, any other matters, and agenda item 6, consideration of procedural matters and follow-up. So that is how I plan to take forward the programme of work. It's a slight amendment to the document that was published, but I hope it's all quite straightforward. Does anybody have any concerns about that, or can we agree the programme of work? Okay, thank you very much. That is agreed. With the agenda and the programme of work agreed, we will now go on to agenda item 3A, consideration of the report on universality and review of the accelerated plan of action on universalisation of the convention and its annex protocols. Now this will come from the President, and if the President is ready, Ambassador, you have the floor.